liberty of lies and filth. The proof of that rests in the fact that increasingly in liberal seminaries and even in mainline Protestantism and Catholicism, the Gospel of John is being equated with Hitler's Mein Kampf. Did you know that John was another Hitler? Oh yes, Dr. Eugene Fisher, Director of Catholic-Jewish Relations for the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, stated, and I write, "The path of dialogue is first the elimination from Christian teaching of all vestiges of the ancient Christian polemic against Judaism. The notion that one can define Christianity as good by saying it's better than Judaism is a fundamental heresy. One needs to understand that God chose the Jewish people irrevocably." End quote. Now that's a Catholic quote, but could have just as easily come from the other wolves in wolves' clothing, like Falwell, Robertson, Hagee, or Misler. Now this propaganda is put forward by angels of light, who claim to be horrified by the Nazis, but who today worship so-called Jews as a race possessed of an irrevocable divine status. If that is the case, why did Jesus even bother to preach? If the Israelites of his time were all saved by race, why bother coming? And if the Catholic claim of this Catholic spokesman that Scripture says this very clearly, why the vociferous calls of late for the censorship of the certain, quote, problematic passages in the New Testament? The document of the Vatican Commission for Religious Relations with Judaism states, quote, "We propose in the future to remove from the Gospel of John the term the Jews, where it is used in a negative sense, and to translate it the enemies of Christ." Well, at a speech at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, here comes the censorship now, Chicago's Joseph Cardinal Bernardin stated, There is a need for theological reflection, especially with what many consider to be problematic New Testament texts. Retranslation and reinterpretation certainly need to be included among the goals we pursue in efforts at eradicating anti-Semitism. The Gospel of John is generally considered to be among the most problematic of all New Testament books in its outlook towards Jews and Judaism. This teaching of John can no longer be taught as authentic doctrine or used as catechesis by contemporary Christianity. Christians today must see that such teachings can no longer be regarded as definitive teaching in light of our improved understanding. Now, you can say, well, that's for those dumb Catholics, you know. Our people would never go along with that. Come on, retranslation of the Gospel of John? Well, if your people would never go along with it, I ask you when you get home and you go through those mail-order Christian book catalogs that so many of us get in the mail because they get us on a mailing list. I get two or three a month, and I think I bought one book from one of these places 100 years ago. And really go through the bibliography there. And you will see Bibles retranslated according to this criterion in your Christian so-called, I do not regard them as Christian, but so-called Christian booksellers and book dealers. So it does have its foot in the door. Yesterday I mentioned to you the CBS video Jesus, a very pious and reverential biography of Christ. The reason they made it pious and reverential was to alter the Gospel of John's narrative in that movie. Everything in that movie is orthodox until you get to the section of dealing with Christ's death and crucifixion, and that's all laid at the feet of the Romans and Pilate rather than Caiaphas and the Pharisees. That's what's going on, you see. That's what's gone into our people. Because it isn't going to come as a dogmatic statement like this cardinal makes. It's going to come like a mist. Like the smoke of Satan is how it enters into our midst. And I know people who regard themselves as militant, radical, extremist, patriotic, militia Christians up in Libby, Montana, who are circulating this video because they say it's a really good one and we can convert people in Libby to Christianity for this. I'm appalled. This is a good video that shows Pilate crucifying Christ, and this video is sold in your Christian book catalogs. And I write every time. And I have at home in my notes a photocopy of one of the ads from one of these Christian book clubs, and it says, this is a really good video of Jesus. There's a couple of times when the producers depart from the gospel narrative, but in general, it's a wonderful treatment of Jesus Christ. Oh, a couple of times that we depart. Well, the leaven of the Pharisees only needs to depart one cubic centimeter and the whole batch is ruined. You think it's only among the Catholics? You've got to be kidding. He said, you're either with me or against me. You're either hot or you're cold. I would rather, and I would spew you out of my mouth if you are in the middle of the road. I would rather that you were against me than to be in the middle of the road. And so many of us are in the middle of the road. Satan is the ape of God. He comes as a counterfeit. Okay? He has the wounded hands and heart. He has the wounded hands and feet. He has not the wounded heart. He comes to you as a bleeding Jesus with a crown of thorns. He doesn't come in a cape with fangs as a heavy metal rocker. At least Paul didn't think so. Paul said in the final days, Satan will come as what? An angel of light. And that's how he's coming into our midst, as an angel of light. And this Talmudic fog is entering in, exculpating these people. My time is getting short. As usual, I have 500 minutes for a 50-minute talk here. I really wanted to nail them on the fact that these Judeo-Christians like Falwell and Robertson, what they're doing is they're committing crimes not only by exculpating these people for the murder of Jesus Christ, because sometimes I think some of our Christian brethren are so weak on this issue that that doesn't seem as much of a crime to them, exculpating the murderers of Jesus Christ. But also what they are doing is trafficking in idolatry. Maybe that can make sense to some of our hard-headed, thick-headed, stiff-necked people. If a soothsayer standing here, a Merlin with stars on his hat and half-moons and a crystal ball, we'd all be horrified. And if Jerry Falwell was standing next to him, we'd say, by golly, he can't be a Christian, or he's nuts or something. But that's what's going on in the Talmud. The Talmud is trafficking in this black magic, in this idolatry. And they brag about it. They have a whole section on the Talmud on how to make an amulet, how to make a magic charm. And the chief rabbi of the Sephardic Israelis, Rabbi Ovadia Joseph, got the Shas party a number of seats in the Knesset by telling the Sephardic Khazars over there, the Sephardic Israelis, that I will make you a magic amulet of protection if you promise to vote for Ari Dery, the Shas party candidate. This is black magic filth that Yahweh hates, that the Old Testament hates. And this is what Robertson and Falwell and Misler are praising as God's true people that we need to bow down to and we need to learn about the Old Testament from. Learn about magic and witchcraft. I will skip over those Talmud passages on amulet making. Some of them are in this book. More I will be adding to the new edition. But let me go right to the section on Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. The Bible declares that this is another heresy of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, besides this amulet making, this charm making. Although, you know, I would love to just quickly give you one of the Talmud things on the charm making. Well, all right, time's running out. The Bible declares it is appointed unto men to die but once, Hebrews 9:27. That's not what Judaism believes. Judaism believes it appointed unto men to die and die and come back and come back, because Judaism believes in reincarnation. Oh, yes. Some of you who are news hounds and pay attention to the news will probably remember last year Rabbi Ovadia Joseph declared that the You see, it's a great problem for the Israelis who are so proud. They're always perfect. They say King David did not commit a sin with Bathsheba. It was only a minor sin with the golden calf. So they keep racking their brains about understanding how it was that they got, quote-unquote, holocausted in World War II. Now, I don't believe anybody was put into a gas chamber, but certainly we don't deny the fact that Jewish people went through a horrendous experience during World War II. And they can't understand how that transpired to them. And they keep scratching their heads about it and resorting to the Talmud, how a catastrophe like that could happen. Well, as a Christian, I would say turn to 1 Thessalonians 2:14 and 15. You're under wrath, man. That's what happens to people who are under wrath. So Rabbi Ovadia came up with this theory based on the Jewish belief in reincarnation that the people who died during World War II under the Third Reich, who we call Jews, so-called Jews, were the reincarnated sinners of Israel. And this was right out in the media. It shouldn't be news to you. It was a front page item because attached to that statement was his statement that the Palestinians are serpents and an evil and accursed people. Now, you may say that's just the opinion of Rabbi Ovadia Joseph. No, it isn't. It comes straight out of the Talmud. The Kabbalah, authoritative halakha in the Kabbalah. Kabbalah teaches in the Sefer HaBehir and the Sefer HaTemunim and the Sefer Pelaya and the Zohar that, quote, men return again and again. The Judaic doctrine is called Ha'ataka in the early manuscripts, Gilgal in the Zohar, and Din Benai Halaf in the 14th century writings of Rabbi Joseph Shalom Ashkenazi. A 1907 book by Menachem Azariah DeFano, Gugai Neshemat, publishes a list of reincarnated Bible patriarchs. Reincarnated Bible patriarchs according to the calculations of Rabbi Israel Sarug. So see, some of these modern Khazars running around are the reincarnations of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Although I do not understand why they would want to even associate with Abraham, because the Talmud says that Abraham was lustful and he had a spirit of lust upon him, because the Talmud upholds the seed line doctrine about Eve and the serpent. And they say that the aura of sexuality between the Eve and the serpent did not leave the Old Testament patriarchs until Jacob. Abraham was filled with that satanic lust, and so was Isaac. And you should see sometime what the Midrash says about Noah, which is on one of my tapes. I gave that talk at Dave Barley's on Noah. To wind up here, to the Christian mentality, this unappetizing Babylonian stew is immediately repulsive. We are instinctively repelled. We know this is not of God. So how can those TV preachers with the southern drawls claim that Judaism is the religion of God's covenant people? How can the Pope of Rome declare that the adherents of Judaism are our elder brothers in the faith when they believe not Jesus and not the Old Testament? Do the Pope and Pat Robertson mean to say that the Kabbalah is of God? Perhaps they do, since Robertson and John Paul II are crypto-Jews. Rabbi Yosef, who has won elections for his Shas party by distributing magic amulets to Israelis who agree to vote his way, makes it more difficult for the crypto-Jews within Christianity to maintain the imposture that Judaism is of the Bible. Yesterday I mentioned to you the revelation of the method, a very important principle coming out of my new book, Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare. This is the era when they think they've won. They have supremacy, and they're telling us what they do to us. But it's a two-edged sword. In their theory, it's called Truth or Consequences, and it relates to the town of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, which happens to be on the 33rd degree of north parallel latitude. They are gamblers. They are gambling and taking a risk. They're at great risk when they allow Rabbi Ovadia's statement to come out in the national news media that these are reincarnated sinners, because Christians can run to Hebrews 9:27 and find out that that is not biblical. And I ask you, what are you going to do with the information? Are you going to sit on it? In that case, you've gotten the truth, and you're going to get the consequences. or are you going to make them pay the consequences?
For our complete catalog of Mr. Hoffman's books and tapes, please send $2 to Box 849, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816. Our Campaign for Radical Truth in History website is at www.hoffman-info.com.